Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, if summer is the hottest season, it is also the noisiest. We throw our windows open and the sounds of the city or wherever you happen to live come rushing in. Diners and outdoor cafes, kids playing games, musicians in the parks. But for every person who loves hearing the summer fun, there's someone who just wants to get a good night's sleep. Lately, we've been hearing about new residents near Inwood Hill Park and Marcus Garvey Park. One's in Inwood, the other's in Harlem, who are less than pleased about the oral, A-U-R-A-L, character of the neighborhood right now. So displeased, in fact, that they are filing complaints and causing some bad blood with their neighbors. We're going to hear the latest from community leaders in both these areas, and we open up the phones for your experiences from your neighborhood or your involvement in either of these conflicts that we'll focus on. 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729, or comment, as always, on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, let's start in Harlem. Drummers in Marcus Garvey Park and a certain nearby co-op whose residents lodge complaints with the Parks Department. Those are the combatants. And here with his views is Don Williams, president of the Mount Morris Park Community Improvement Association. Don, welcome to WNYC. Good morning.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning.
Tell us about the drummers in the park and who's complaining about them.
Well, for some 30 years, there had been drummers who gathered a loose confederation of drummers joined by many outsiders and many professional people and everyday New Yorkers who've come and enjoyed their time on Saturday morning from about 12 o'clock, sometimes 10:30, sometimes 11 o'clock, to about 10 o'clock at night. Once again, they're a diverse group, and they've done this for some 30, 35 years, and they are our friends, our neighbors, and our brothers. About 5 years ago, in an empty lot, there was a new condominium. The condominium went up essentially with a glass front so that the folks on that side of the building could face the park and see the beauty of Marcus Garvey Park. Shortly after the building had become about 70% occupied, there began a series of complaints to the police, to the Parks Department, about the drummers who had been there. Unfortunately, I don't believe the buyers of those residences had an idea of what went on during the summer on Saturday morning.
Are the residents of the condo demographically or socioeconomically different from the others who've lived in the neighborhood?
Yes and no. In the central Harlem area, the AMI, or the average median income, is something on the order of $23,000. That building, if I were to take a guess at the average median income, would be somewhere in the light six figures. So, but I say and no, in that surrounding the park are a number of brownstones and some other co-ops, which are largely above average median income in the neighborhood.
And they were already there, those brownstones, you're saying, and not complaining about the drumming.
Not complaining audibly. They would mutter, and nobody had really said anything to the extent that that this new building did.
But what? The people in the new building are trying to get the Parks Department to stop them?
No. Some of the building had complained en masse about the drumming. One has to understand the configuration of the park. There is a pool behind the park. The pool has a curvature which essentially makes a band shell of that area. The direction of the sound drives right into the building. So they did not want the drummers to stop. They wanted the drummers to move.
And I have read that the residents of the new condominium are primarily white, unlike much of the other people in the other housing around the neighborhood. How much do you think this is about race or class or culture or just about noise?
Well, first of all, we have to distinguish between noise and sound. Okay, one person's sound is another person's noise. So the sound, if you will, they were complaining about the noise, interestingly enough. And the drummers and some of the folks in the neighborhood thought it was a sound. So with that issue, was it about race? No. Was it about class? Perhaps. Was it about oral privacy? Yes. Was it about the right of people to use the park as they had historically done and as they wished to do? Yes. This is one of those issues that balled up and rolled up into an issue that some people tried to make about race. Some people tried to make about gentrification. Some people tried to make about class. All those issues are present, but I believe fundamentally, because most of the folks in the neighborhood live together and work well together and are in our association and other associations and come together well, it was about noise versus sound.
What do you think the solution should be?
Well, Bill Castro, the Manhattan Parks Commissioner, has been very attentive to this. And between his leadership and Inez Dickens and Bill Perkins in particular, there was a solution worked out where there was an area built not 30 yards away from where the drummers were to create a space for them that was both safe, clean, and a place where they could sit together. I believe the drummers came together and said, this is a good space, and agreed to move. Historically, they had moved three times as the area around Marcus Garvey has built up.
Bob in Queens is a New York City police officer who has a view on this. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, your guest is putting it very, very diplomatically, but let's get real here. These are rich white people moving into a poor black area, and your bottom line is the Parks Department is not going to have these people move. They're not going to move. And at some point, you're going to pressure the police department to go into a park at night to move a bunch of African Americans who have been there for 30 years beating these drums and having a good time, and no one seems to mind. And you're putting us in a terrible situation. You remind me of the people that move into next to a farm and complain about the smells. I mean, you moved into Harlem. Deal with it or go home. Go back to where you came from. Sorry to put it that way. But you're putting cops in a bad spot. For myself, I would just refuse to do it. Like, this is a riot waiting to happen.
Well, what do you think about that, Don?
Well, the 2-5 for that officer had been called out on a noise complaint, and indeed there was a confrontation. It was tamped down by some of the community residents. And then, to my knowledge, the 2-5 has not really responded to the, quote, noise complaints. Because it was a confrontation that could have escalated to some kind of issue. Good police officer, there are a number of African Americans who've lived in the neighborhood, and I'm an African American. My wife is not a big fan of the drummers, so there had been a quiet displeasure with some of the sounds. Not because they were so loud, but because they went so long. If you love drumming, that's great. But for 12 hours, for 10 hours, for 11 hours on Saturday, sometimes it can be excessive. So it's not a racial issue. There are a number of African Americans in the neighborhood who were either cowed or believe that it was not in their best interest to speak up because they may not be perceived to be black enough.
By the way, do you take issue with Bob's final remark that this is a riot waiting to happen? You know, that the implication maybe being that when black people are in the inner city are unhappy about something, it's more likely to result in a riot than in a complaint.
Well, don't draw me into that one, Brian.
I didn't want to let that one go.
No, don't draw me into
unnoted.
That one.
Right.
I got to tell you, the drummers are a number of intelligent folk. I'm telling you, they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're folks who drive buses, they're firemen, a wide range of folk. They do not want a confrontation nor do the police have to get involved
right.
in this. That could be resolved easily. There are
right.
people of goodwill. So.
You obviously understand his not wanting to get involved as a police officer drawn into this kind of thing.
Well, Eddie Caban is the commander of the 2-5, and he's a sharp guy, and he sought our input into, you know, how can we tamp this down. There are larger issues in the park
right.
on sound.
So Don Williams, president of Mount Morris Park Community Improvement Association, I'm going to ask you to stay there as we bring in another guest and talk about another community noise issue, and then we'll have the two of you talk to each other a little bit. We're going to go up to Inwood at the northern tip of Manhattan. Manny Velasquez, chair of Community Board 12, is here to tell us what he's hearing in the Inwood Hill Park area. Manny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I should say that this is my neighborhood and such a great multi-use park. There are actual woods with hiking trails on the west side of the park. Yes, people, you can go hiking in the woods in Manhattan. And there are lawns and playgrounds on the eastern part of the park, just off some of the apartment buildings. And I guess that's where the conflict arises, Manny, yes?
Yes. With the trails and a lot of the usage in a high population, what we're seeing is a lot of rubbish, a lot of garbage in the park, which, of course, for health reasons are not productive, not just for the park itself and the greens in the park, but also for the neighbors and the residents that use them.
And so what you're talking about garbage and you're talking about noise?
Well, it's Inwood Hill Park, the area, you know, there is some noise in the surrounding areas. Inwood Hill Park has a more concentration of the rubbish because being that it's a very high hill area, what you have inside of the park is individuals who are basically walking their dogs and having small little picnics, you know, in the park. And you have some noise, not to the degree that you have in the other park with drummers and stuff like that. But in the surrounding areas, we do have quality of life issues with noise and cars and vehicles with the music systems and motorcycles.
I understand the enforcement controversy has revolved around illegal barbecuing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's also part of it. We'll tell you that, you know, with the summer coming in and individuals in our neighborhood not having access to vehicles, which are very expensive to go to the parks that have that permit barbecuing, what you have now, not just in the park, but also in, and I know we're concentrating in the parks, in the surrounding areas, you have individuals who purchase those portable barbecue components, and they barbecue in the park, and of course that is illegal, and it's very, very hazardous to the green area.
Are there new restrictions on picnicking and grilling in the park, or a new crackdown? What's new here?
Well, what's new here is the crackdown because of the increase of usage by residents in the park with barbecuing and the rubbish. I think it falls down to educating. We have a large population where we just need to educate them and let them know, some of these behaviors are just not productive to the green area in the parks and not productive to the residents for health reasons. So
why did this come to a head now? Is this also the result of new people moving in near the park?
Yeah, well, what happens is, you know, Northern Manhattan, I believe this is a post-9/11, you have really an influx of individuals coming into the neighborhood, you know, moving in. You also have Northern Manhattan being a major attraction, being so close to Midtown. So a lot of individuals want to live now in Northern Manhattan, and Northern Tip, Washington Heights, and Inwood. And with the increase in population and increase in numbers, you know, you will have, of course, an increase in a lot of the quality of life issues. So enforcement has to arise. What we're looking for at the Community Board 12 is, you know, educating first and letting individuals know that this is our park. We have to keep it clean. You know, it's hazardous to have it dirty. The air quality will not be great. We will lose trees if we have, barbecue stuff on the floor and all over the place. So.
Again, though, is it an issue of numbers simply, as you say, or is it a different socioeconomic group of people who don't barbecue? I mean, because we know that's a working class
right.
thing.
I knew you would touch on that, and I was actually waiting for that question. But I would tell you, yes, our median income in the neighborhood is, you know, one of the poorest neighborhoods in the city. There's no fibbing to that. It's about $23,000 a year. I mean, we do have an influx now of individuals who are the a little bit higher bracket, but, you know, Yes. When you have, and this is, it's not really what the people look like, because if you go anywhere in Midtown, Nebraska, or any other city or suburb in the United States, where you have individuals who are Anglo-Saxons in a poor economic situation, you will see the same thing. I'm really for public safety and for having clean streets. So we do have a medium income of $23,000 approximately. And we have to educate. We have to educate our residents on the importance of keeping our streets and parks very clean.
Let me take a phone call because Barry in Harlem is calling in, who says he's the president of the co-op board in question near Marcus Garvey Park, and that this issue has been resolved. Barry, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Brian, for taking my call.
And?
Well, let me say that I am president of the co-op of the building in question. And there are several things here. First of all, what we really need to point out, first and foremost, is that not only are we a mixed-race building, but we have never, ever been against the Drummers. We recognize the significance of the Drum Circle. We appreciate the diversity of the community. But what everybody we think will agree is that after 8 to 10 hours of nonstop drumming, it becomes noise. We wound up in a situation where we were unable to really enjoy the privacy of our homes on Saturday afternoons, and it became an issue. And when we moved into this community back in August of 2006, one of the first things we did was approach the Mount Morris Park Community Improvement Association. And I know you have Don Williams on the line as well.
From that group.
From that group. And I personally used to sit on the board of the MMPCIA. And because we realized the volatility of the possibility, we approached the MMPCIA to ask us if they could help us perhaps broker a deal with the Drummers. And they basically chose not to get involved. It was at that point that we really felt we needed to get the police involved, get the Parks Department involved, get 311 involved. Last year, after the confrontation occurred, the community leaders did step up, and through meetings with several community leaders and Commissioner Castro, they brokered a deal.
What's the deal?
Well, this was last year's deal, and the deal fell through.
Okay.
Long story short, cut to the chase, they brokered another deal this year. As Don said, they have moved. It's about 100 yards from where they were. No steps to climb. It's an area that was set up for them, landscaped for them. More benches were involved or were installed. And it seems that everybody's happy with the solution. We are very happy. You can hear the drumming throughout the park, but it's not loud 20 decibel levels over or 20 decibels over the normal level.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as we know, this is a non-issue. We were very surprised when we were contacted by the New York Times a few weeks ago because, like I said, everybody seems to be happy.
Don Williams, do you agree? Is this over?
It's historic. It's in the past. It's in the books. It's done.
Ooh. Well, we have the agreement of at least the two of you that this is historic in the past and done. Barry, just one question.
Sure.
Why do you think that this didn't become an issue until your building was built and the current residents moved in?
Well,
if there are a lot of other homes, as Don was saying, in earshot.
Right. It's interesting, Brian, and I'm glad that Don brought up the issue before. The Drummers play in front of the swimming pool, and it's an elevated swimming pool. And as Don had said, they sat in front of a concrete wall that kind of acted like a band shell or an amphitheater. I can honestly say that the music, and we've had musicians do this, and we've had the EPA who did decibel readings for us, basically said that the music reverberates off that wall directly into our building. And as insane as this sounds, you could walk 50 yards on either side of our building, and it was nice, quiet, ambient background.
So what you're saying, it was actually worse in your building than it was for the other neighborhoods. Barry, I'm going to leave it there because we're running out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And,
thank you.
And Manny Velasquez
yes.
from Inwood and Donald Williams from the Morris Park Community Improvement Association, talk to each other a little bit. Do you think that your issues have something in common that's kind of, you know, that kind of speaks to the situation in the city today? Manny?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you look at the city overall with, the going green and the mayor's plan, the 2030 plan, we're really looking forward to making sure that we have cleaner streets and greener parks and greener streets. And what's happening here in Inwood Hill Park is we're seeing the same thing that we're seeing throughout the city, which is, you know, a lot of rubbish and the need to address, you know, a greener quality of life. And that's what we're doing here at Community Board 12, and we're supporting the borough president's plan to go green Washington Heights and Inwood, which is basically going around the neighborhood and educating everyone on the importance of transportation and going greener there, going greener even with eating healthier foods, going greener with making sure that we pick up after ourselves in the streets and, of course, in the parks. So absolutely, I mean, this is not just a Inwood Hill, Washington Heights plan, but it's something that we see throughout the city.
Now, Mindy in Inwood is calling, and I think wants to disagree with you on that point. Mindy?
Okay.
Yeah, I just think that one really important point is being missed here. My understanding is that at the local community board meeting, picnicking was banned from much of Inwood Hill Park, where it's been traditionally taking place. And I just think that that's, if that's correct, I think that's very unjust that a very small proportion of the neighborhood, mostly bordering the park, gets to determine who gets to use the park. And
not just barbecuing, but any picnicking?
Any picnicking. And so I read this in the Manhattan Times, which is a local newspaper in northern Manhattan, as well as saw signs placed by the Parks Department, I believe, in the park saying that picnicking is restricted to a very small peninsula between the hours of 9 and 5. And as a resident who happens to live in one of those buildings bordering the park, I think that the picnicking's wonderful. It's great to see families out enjoying time together. And I think it's really unjust that a very small proportion of people who are bothered by that, have the right to determine the use of the park.
Mindy, thank you. Manny, is it picnicking and not just barbecuing?
Well, the thing is, if it's picnicking, at a small level, it is permissible, you know, under the law and under the regulations of the Parks Department. What is not permissible is barbecuing. So we want residents and everyone to enjoy the park, but not at the cost of destroying, you know, the park itself. So picnicking is allowed, and I believe the enforcers with the parks and the police department, they allow it, you know, to a certain degree. I think when you talk about barbecuing and having a fire in a park, it's really hazardous and dangerous to not just the quality of life, but really to individuals and the park itself.
Donald Williams, a last word on the citywide implications of these things.
The city is headed in a great direction. The city is blessed with having an influx of newcomers, a whole new generation of folks. I think we're going to find a way to live together peacefully, and it's up to our community leaders to make sure that everything gets worked out smoothly.
Donald Williams, president of the Mount Morris Park Community Improvement Association, and Manny Velasquez, chair of Community Board 12. Thank you both very much for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
And coming up in a minute, Lenore Scanese on the Summer Camp Blues. It's not the kids who are homesick, it's the parents who are child sick, she says. We'll find out why.